Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. A quick programming note before we get rolling with the numbers. Today is a USDA report day with the planting intentions report and the quarterly grains stock report due out at 11. We'll have special coverage of both reports and how the market shook out afterwards this afternoon at 12:39. Be sure to tune in for that. Let's see how futures currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat at 758 is down 5.5. July 759.25 down 4.5. Soft May 691.75 down 3.75. July 696 down 3.25. May corn 478 down 14. Now 13.75. July 483 down 13.25. Now 13.5 in December. 477.5 down 9.75. May soybeans, 14.38.75, now a half up 2. July, 14.08.25 up a half. November, 11.85.75 down 4.75. May soybean meal, 471.10 up 2.70. May soybean oil, 40.13 down 35. April live cattle, 145.80 down 70. April feeders, 178.10 down 25, and April lean hogs 125.17.5, and they are down 40.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
All refreshed from the week off and ready to tackle what the day brings, huh?
Jumped right into a crop report day.
Yeah, and it's a day that in the corn market, if you go just squarely by the numbers, it looks like we're going to have a bearish tone in it.
Well, it's the pre-report feel for right now. There's several things to look at. Two is, corn shipments just aren't real robust. No real new corn sales, for say, to be real bullish. Then also, too, we're hearing reports that maybe the Russian military might be withdrawing a few troops from the Ukrainian border also. So, that's part of it, but the biggest conspiracy idea is that somebody's maybe already seen the numbers.
Well, I don't have them. How about you?
If I did, I'd let everyone listening today know what they were. But unfortunately, I'm always the last to know.
Well, I mean, it is interesting because if you look at the CFTC reports, they specs added to their long position. The money was on the long side going into the report today.
Well, the trend's higher. You were above the moving averages and the momentum indicators pointing upwards. The key is kind of hold the uptrend here that we've developed here over the last couple of weeks. The thing to watch as a whole would be those lows we made there first part of March. Make sure those hold in the corn especially. And mid-March lows in the beans, those are going to be the key levels to stay above.
So if you're looking at December corn, I guess you would be talking around 474, that kind of thing.
Correct. They kind of held after we made that high move there, 1st of March, and if we'd had to move below there, it'll trip some cell programs, and the technicians and even the fundamental traders will start talking probably 450 if we'd happen to go below there and stay below there.
This report has been known to be a violent mover in the last several years. And are we headed there today?
Possibly, but one thing, these violent moves, it kind of ties in. I did not see the program, the 60-minute program myself, but it kind of ties into this black box trading where we've had the computers read the headlines, and, for example, they would read corn yield, you know, be bullish, and they kick the buy program in. But then the next line would be carry out, and it was bearish, and then the market would drop sharply off that headline news. And what happened is these black box traders have had to filter that a little bit because they've got caught, you know, one way sharply, the other way sharply within a matter of a second or two. Therefore, they've lost some money on that type of approach. So it'll be interesting to see how that black box trading approaches today since we've had two major numbers. One is acreage, and the other number we'll be watching would be stocks.
The question that I asked a lot last week was from our analyst, could you make a case for both bearish corn and bearish soybeans in the report? We had some interesting responses. Today I want you to make the case for, bullish last week. Today I would like you to make the case for bearish corn and bearish soybeans in the report.
Well, on the report, bearish would be naturally larger numbers than expected. And on the acreage side, you know, when you look at prevent plant and total tillable acres and CRP and everything, the acres, I think, will probably be a little higher than what they think. And that's the risk from a producer's point of view is, you know, seeing some type of bearish or negative reaction from these numbers. If you turn back the clock, we're quite a bit off those lows back in January there. It was doom and gloom back in January. We've had a significant rally. The fear is if these numbers aren't positive, if corn goes back below 4.5 and these beans go back towards $11 on new crop prices, the producer will start feeling pain again. So the key is to sort of protect or defend the move we've seen here since the middle of January.
And there are tools out there for producers to do that even at 9:57 this morning, I suppose.
Yeah, the option-wise volatility is a little high because we do have a report coming out, but there's ways to sort of hedge your bet here and sort of defend these levels.
After the report, it's in probably Mother Nature's hands, I would imagine.
Correct. You know, when you get the acreage number, you can change it 1 million, 2, 3 million acres. It, you know, it does have an impact. But what moves the bottom line more than anything would be what type of yield you put on that. And Mother Nature is going to determine that. And as of right now, it looks like we're going to stay cool, but relatively dry in some areas. Traveling across the Midwest, not only myself, but other people traveling, there's a highly variance amongst regions. Some areas too wet and some areas are, you know, a little bit too dry here. But the main thing is as we start to warm up here and get the crop in the ground, we start to see this weather pattern develop into June. That would be the main market maker.
Yeah, and we don't need cold and wet into June, do we?
No. Well, you know, previous years, though, we put the crop in late, and it
right.
still came out and was able to produce. But you got to have, you know, a favorable or ideal growing season as we go into the last half of summer to help finish it off.
Yeah, and we can put a lot of corn in the ground in a very, very short period.
Oh, man, these guys go on these farm shows this winter. The main, you know, talk was not only the price of this new equipment, but the ability to really cover a lot of ground in a hurry.
Oh, GPS and steering and... We can run that thing 24 hours, and it's not all that hard, really.
Well, we could put you out there, Dave, and feel comfortable.
I'm ready to go, but let's get the report behind us first. Thank you, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimball of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn is 477 and three quarters, down 14 and a quarter. December, 477 and a half, down 9 3/4. May soybeans, 1438, up 1.5. November, 1185 and a quarter, down 5 1/4. May soybean meal, 470.50, up 210. May soybean oil, 4015, down 33 cents. April lean hogs are 125.77 and a half, and they are up 22 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.